From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. In the next 5 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture expects about 10% of farmland to change owners. But as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, it's still going to be tough for new farmers to buy land.
A land ownership survey conducted by the Agriculture Department found that landowners plan to put about half of those acres into trusts. That means it might still be farmed, but won't be sold on the open market. Gifts, bequests, and sales to family members further reduce the amount of farmland available for public purchase. USDA's Troy Joshua.
It's still difficult for someone that doesn't have the relationship or the contacts to come into the farming community.
Many beginning farmers may rent land, which can help build those relationships toward a future sale. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
An expert says the Missouri man convicted of killing three people at separate Jewish sites in Kansas will live only 5 to 6 more years. Jurors have been hearing testimony in the sentencing phase of Frazier Glenn Miller's trial. The 74-year-old avowed white supremacist is facing either death or life in prison for the April 2014 shootings. Miller, who is representing himself, called to the stand a pulmonologist who says research suggests that Miller, who suffers from emphysema, will live another 5 to 6 years. Jurors will hear closing arguments Tuesday. Columbia City Manager talked Thursday about the city's upcoming goals. As KBIA's Kyle Norris reports, poverty and social equality are two of the main focuses.
In preparation for the next city council meeting, Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis discussed the city's strategic plan for the next 4 years. The plan includes looking for ways to increase the living wage across Columbia and identifying 3 areas of the city in need of extra municipal support. Mathis says although some people believe you can't completely eliminate poverty, that won't stop the city from trying.
It's easy to say, I don't know how to fix this problem, right? Or poverty's been around forever, you can't fix that. But after all, we've been in the social service business from the very beginning.
Along with the economy and social equality, the other focus areas of the strategic plan include public safety, infrastructure, and workforce performance. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
The headquarters of the Kansas City-based Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar is moving to California. The company also says Stephen Late, president of Applebee's, will not move and has resigned. The Kansas City Star reports that a statement from Dine Equity Incorporated, the California company that owns the Applebee's and IHOP chains, said the move to Glendale, California is aimed at spurring brand growth and developing traditional and non-traditional locations. Applebee's headquarters moved to Kansas City from Lenexa, Kansas in 2011 after receiving a $12.9 million incentive package. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.